Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
In 2004, Leonardo DiCaprio won great acclaim playing eccentric billionaire Howard Hughes in The Aviator. But now DiCaprio is back, playing another charismatic figure of great wealth and great mystery, The Great Gatsby.
I will tell you God's truth. God's truth about myself.
Gatsby. He had an extraordinary sense of hope, but I had the uneasy feeling that he was guarding secrets.
That's Tobey Maguire as Nick Carraway, Gatsby's neighbor on 1922 Long Island, who eventually probes those secrets and discovers that Gatsby's wild, booze-soaked parties are all meant to impress his long-lost love, Daisy Buchanan, played here by Carey Mulligan.
I'm certainly glad to see you again.
I'm certainly glad to see you as well.
I've just heard the most shocking thing.
You can't repeat the past.
Can't repeat the past?
Why, of course you can.
And talking about repeating the past, this is the fifth cinematic adaptation of this classic novel. And though it's deeply flawed, it's the best of the bunch. Director Baz Luhrmann, best known for Moulin Rouge, makes some wildly controversial decisions, like briefly featuring hip-hop music in the soundtrack, and departing from the book to make the whole story Nick Carraway's recollections in an insane asylum. But despite these problems, the spectacular 3D adds to a hypnotic, dreamlike quality, which definitely fits the material, and DiCaprio brings the perfect combination of ache, aspiration, and insanity to a very difficult part. There's also special affection for the language of novelist F. Scott Fitzgerald, which definitely works for a film that will split critics, but probably get a more enthusiastic response from ordinary moviegoers. Rated PG-13 for some sex references and brief disturbing violence. 3 stars for Gatsby. Maybe it's not great, but it is very good.